Welcome to Day by Day Hacks, where your special guest is me. I'm kind of walking through how I do my quiet time. It may be of help to you. You may think it's silly and you've got a better way. And if you do, by all means, do it. But last week, we talked about this upper section here, kind of the four quadrants, four spheres of my life, how I view my life, and just kind of the daily things that need to be going on there, and then my prayer list. Today, I want to talk about this middle section. You see that it's broken into three different sections, and I have them labeled as learn, love, and then live. Learn, love, live. Right here is where I have written what passage of Scripture I'm reading. So on this particular day, I was reading Isaiah chapters 5 through 9, and then I'm going back through that passage thinking in these three turns: learn, love, live. So what I've written right here is, what do I learn from the text? And this is really important for me, and I think it's important for all of us, because we tend to rush towards application without ever giving consideration to what's actually going on in the text. What am I learning about this particular event in history or this story? So some people think in terms of head, heart, and hands. That corresponds to learn, love, and live. But I think before we ever get to the application part, we have to think about the context and what is it that is actually going on in the text. And so that's what I write right there, is what am I learning in this text? And so usually there will be proper names. Like, so for instance, if you're walking through 1 Samuel with us on our Day by Day episodes, you would be talking a lot about what David is doing in the text, or what Saul is doing in the text in this particular section. So there's your hack for your quiet time, is to really think about, before you jump to application, what does this mean for me, is to ask yourself, what is actually going on in the text? What am I learning? All right, guys, until next week.